Maryland Unfolded is a new history podcast from WYPR and Baltimore Public Media that explores the people, events, and ideas that have shaped and continue to shape the story of Maryland. It's produced by Mark Gunnery, the senior podcast producer for WYPR and Baltimore Public Media. He joins me here today to discuss what we can expect to look out for from Maryland Unfolded. Mark is also a public historian who recently completed a master's program in historical studies at UMBC. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Erica.
For folks who have not had a chance to listen into the podcast yet, because it's fledgling, it's just getting started, but off to a great start, tell us what Maryland Unfolded is all about.
Yeah, so Maryland Unfolded is our new history podcast, and it's coming out on the first and third Thursdays of each month. The idea behind it is that we're trying to talk about some of the lesser known stories from Maryland history, the big impact that the state has had on the U.S. history as well as the world's history. And we also want to challenge familiar narratives and elevate the stories of Marylanders who have often been overlooked or misrepresented in history. And it's hosted by a variety of different hosts. Some of them are familiar to WYPR listeners, some may be less familiar, but we've got a wide variety of hosts and guests, and we're really trying to bring a lot of different stories to the air.
Now, that's interesting, having a variety of hosts versus one host. What kind of spice do you think that'll bring? Do you think it will engage different audiences or add different perspectives to the storytelling?
Yeah. When we were developing this podcast, we were looking at this other WYPR podcast, Pass the Mic, for inspiration. And what they've done is have different people, different community members, different activists, artists, have host a show. And we thought that it was a great idea and that we could expand on it and have a variety of different guests. And part of our thinking behind it is because there's no single story of Maryland, that we didn't think there was a single way to tell it. And we thought that if we had a wide range of voices sharing these histories, we could bring in a lot of different bodies of knowledge, experience, perspectives. I think it is turning out well. We have a variety of different people with radio experience, like Sheila Cast, who people know, Gabe Ortiz from WYPR.
Right.
Also Mark Steiner, who used to be on WYPR. Dr. Kalima Young, who listeners might know from WTMD. She does film reviews on WTMD, Dr. Ashley Minner, who is a public historian, and Dee Watkins, who's a local writer who a lot of people might know.
Right.
So we are really excited to have people who are historians, who are writers, who are radio people, and all of them bring just something really different and unique kinds of energies to the air.
Man, those are local voices that I'm looking forward to hearing from. So definitely. You mentioned Maryland and its history and how it's tied into the tapestry of U.S. history. And, you know, you learn your fair share in school. But even myself, it wasn't until I became a Baltimore resident. And, you know, we have so many great organizations here, museums and different resources and places where you get to really learn about the history of Baltimore and the history of Maryland. And that's when I really got to learn, how much Baltimore and Maryland were intertwined in U.S. history. So Maryland itself has such a complex history. Do you think it's unique in a sense compared to other states?
I do. I think that, you know, during the Civil War, it was a border state between the North and South, and that was hugely significant. It's has always had, before that, during enslavement, there was always a very large free black community in Baltimore. And at the same time, Maryland was heavily reliant on the labor of enslaved people for its economy. So there's always these like tensions and conflicts. And I think that Maryland was also the westernmost East Coast city, you know, so when the railroad started, that was very important. And it meant a lot for Maryland to be able to be kind of the gateway to the West in a lot of ways.
Right.
So it's really Baltimore and Maryland have really been at the center of so much. And one of the things that I've learned about recently that was really interesting was how important Baltimore was in the legal strategy of the civil rights movement, because, of course, Thurgood Marshall is from here, Juanita Jackson Mitchell is from here. A lot of the strategizing for the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s was coming straight out of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's a very unique place.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You mentioned how Baltimore and Maryland sat, and still sits, I guess, on that fine line historically between East and West, but especially historically then East and West, and even North and South.
Mm-hmm.
As a historian yourself, were there any times digging through the crates as you're producing for this podcast, Maryland Unfolded, that you found some stories that really shocked you, even as a historian?
Oh, yeah. There's one story that we're going to be doing an episode about the Maryland Oyster Wars.
Mm.
And these were, again, back to the Civil War. After the Civil War ended, oyster poachers from the Northeast, from Massachusetts, from Connecticut, came down to the Chesapeake Bay and dredged for oysters because
mm-hmm.
their waters, they had already decimated their waters through overfishing. After the Civil War, it was literal pirates were coming down and basically trying to take all the oysters that they could. And the watermen here were fighting them. There was literal battles at sea throughout the late 19th century around oysters. And I think that we think so much now about oysters being part of our diet here, being part of the economy. And they were really something that other people were trying to exploit, and there was literal bloodshed over. And some of the earliest environmental protections were wrapped up in trying to protect oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all new to me. That was really interesting to learn about.
I'm here talking with Mark Gunnery, the senior podcast producer for WYPR, Baltimore Public Media, chatting about Maryland Unfolded, a new podcast that is bringing Maryland and Baltimore history to you. And I know that you mentioned that you're going to be bringing in featured hosts and guest hosts that are vivid storytellers in their own right. But besides that, I know this series is designed to be accessible to a broad audience. So how do you balance those hardcore historical facts with the engaging storytelling?
Yeah, I mean, we're on the radio, so it's we have to be interesting. I mean,
theater of the mind, right?
Yeah, and I think that auditory storytelling is exciting for me, and I think that a lot of people hear history and they think that it's just facts and figures about the past, but history is really about interpretation of those facts and figures, and it takes different kinds of people to interpret those in fresh ways. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's why we have historians, but then we also have people who are not historians talking about this history, because there's a lot of avenues into learning about history. And we believe that it's important. And I, as a public historian, think that it's important to keep things rooted in as academically sound historical approach as we can.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that it needs to sound like a textbook. The way that we really get people to understand the past is through bringing these stories to life. When we think about history, sometimes it can be alienating. Sometimes we can think that people from 100 years ago or 200 or 300 years ago were very different from us.
But right.
But then when you learn about it,
they're not
that different.
Dealing with a lot of the same things and same issues that we deal with today.
Yeah. So bringing those things to light and bringing them to life really helps us understand the present a lot better as
mm-hmm.
well.
And besides that relatability, mm-hmm. I guess, and the stories and the facts, what else do you hope that people gain or learn about Maryland history from this podcast?
Mm-hmm. I hope that people can learn that Maryland's history was built by regular people, and it was built by enslaved people and by immigrants and built by working people and also built by people who owned industries and who owned businesses and,
mm-hmm.
and who were in government in Annapolis. And we often learn about the Calverts or Lord Baltimore or some of these like figures from history as if they are the only ones who really shaped it. But it took so many people to make the culture, the politics, the literature, the life of this state And I hope that that also leads people to recognize how important regular everyday people are in shaping history right now. I mean, right now we are shaping history and we are living in historic times. Mm-hmm. And I hope that people are able to look back at the past and see themselves in it and see their friends and neighbors in it and feel a little bit more empowered in this moment to be able to make history.
Absolutely. And to know that some of these things today that seem so wild and unprecedented, some of these things have happened before, and we have been here as a people, right, as citizens before, and gotten through before, mm-hmm. So we can get through again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, talking about that hope. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that we can look out for from some upcoming episodes of Maryland Unfolded in the coming months?
Yeah, so the episodes that are already out are really good. We have one about political history of Maryland during the Revolution and how some of the roots of the conflict between Baltimore and Annapolis really grew out of that moment. Mm. We have an episode that Sheila Cast hosted that is about Black soldiers during the American Revolution and why Black soldiers fought on both sides, both for the British and for the Revolution, and looking into why. Mm-hmm. And so those are the ones that are out already. And ones that we've got coming up that I'm really excited about are ones about indigenous life in the Chesapeake region before colonization, the legacy of jazz drummer and band leader and Baltimorean Chick Webb, mm-hmm. the history of whiskey in Western Maryland, and the history of Black ship calkers in Baltimore, who really had a monopoly on a really important industry during the middle of the 19th century and were at the forefront of organizing Black people, both free and enslaved Black people, during the early and mid-19th century, mm-hmm. and started some of the first communal organizations in the Baltimore Black community at that time. And these are all coming out this summer. We've got a lot of great stories coming out this summer. So I hope people can listen.
Please listen and learn. Maryland Unfolded, a new podcast that's dropping every first and third Thursday on the WYPR app and wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you ever need a guest host, hey, give me a ring, okay? I'm here with Mark Gunnery, the senior podcast producer for Maryland Unfolded and WYPR and Baltimore Public Media. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Erica.